Thank you and good morning. A Hoopa man remains in critical condition after being shot in the abdomen by unknown assailants early Thursday morning. Hoopa Tribal Police received a call at about 12:15, and the caller reported that he had just heard two gunshots and could now hear someone calling for help. Police arrived at the victim's residence near Big Hill Road and Highway 96 and contacted a 39-year-old man who had been shot in the lower abdomen. He told tribal officers he had heard a truck pull into his yard, and then he heard people on his porch. When he opened the door and stepped outside to confront the suspects, he surprised them, and one of them shot him. The suspects then fled the scene in a loud pickup truck. The victim was airlifted to a hospital in Reading, and the suspects remain at large. The sheriff's office is investigating an attempted robbery on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka in the early morning hours on Thursday. The 20-year-old victim told deputies who interviewed her at the hospital that she was walking on Myrtle Avenue at around 2 a.m. when a car pulled up next to her. The victim said a man and woman got out of the car and attempted to steal her purse, and in the scuffle, she suffered a non-life-threatening stab wound to the neck. The suspects fled the scene in a small, dark-colored sedan, and the male suspect was described as a white male adult in his early 20s with short brown hair who was wearing a red jacket. The female suspect is described as an adult white female in her early 20s with short brown hair who was wearing a gray T-shirt and black yoga pants. The suspects remain at large, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The victim of a pedestrian versus vehicle collision that occurred near the King Salmon exit has been identified by the coroner's office as 30-year-old Aaron James Bramlett. The driver of a Jeep Cherokee was headed from the King Salmon on-ramp onto the northbound lanes of Highway 101 when he struck and killed Bramlett in the early morning hours on Thursday. According to the CHP, Bramlett is suspected of having run into the path of the vehicle and was hit by the front left side of the Jeep as the driver took evasive action. Bramlett suffered major injuries and later died at the hospital as a result of those injuries. There was a second fatal traffic collision on Thursday morning, this time in Del Norte County. 50-year-old Oregon resident Michael Harris was driving south on Highway 199 in the Crescent City area when he lost control of his vehicle and crashed into the agricultural inspection station. Harris suffered fatal injuries, and the cause of the crash is under investigation. Deputies investigating a home invasion and attempted armed robbery continue to search for 34-year-old Seth Morton Jr., who, along with two other men, is suspected of attacking his mother and stepfather at their residence on Island Mountain. One of those men, Brett Swartzel, was located and arrested later on Tuesday morning, but Morton and a third man remain at large. There is a new federal courthouse in Humboldt County, and today at 10:30, local, state, and federal officials will formally open the new facility, which is located in the Airport Business Park in McKinleyville. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg will join judges and officials from the United States District Court for Northern California at today's ceremony. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Officials with the Rural Counties Representatives of California, the RCRC, have been in Washington, D.C. and Sacramento for the past 2 weeks to meet with lawmakers about several key issues. Drought relief, timber payments, and the Secure Rural Schools Funding Act remain the primary focus of the lobbying group, which has also added federal transportation funding that is key to rural roads, bridges, and other public transportation infrastructure to its strategic goals. And the lobbyists met with state and federal officials in Sacramento earlier this week to discuss strategies to deal with the effects of drought on watersheds and timberlands and to implement programs funded through the Sierra Nevada Watershed Improvement Program. State Treasurer John Chang announced on Thursday that the recent sale of general obligation bonds, which included the refinancing of previously issued bonds, raised more than $1.9 billion. Just over $1 billion of those bonds will be used to pay down the state debt, and the remaining $900 million will be used to fund critical infrastructure needs throughout the state. The interest paid by the state will be 3.27%, the lowest since 1989, and another general obligation bond sale is scheduled for April. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Arcata Fire Protection District want to remind residents that daylight savings time change on Sunday is the perfect time to check and change the batteries in your smoke detectors. If you're like me, cooking can be a good indicator if the detector is working properly. Who knew bacon could generate so much smoke? Check the batteries. Smoke detectors are a proven and effective safety device that can be the difference between a fire fatality and survival. And that's the news on this Friday.